This is Maddie and Cameron with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, approval for a large-scale wind farm with the ability to power 1 in 4 homes has just been signed off by Queensland State Assessment and Referral Agency. The 436.5 megawatt Tarong West Wind Farm in South Burnett, once fully operational, will see 97 turbines powering an expected 230,000 homes. The project will be backed by the Queensland Government's Renewable Energy and Hydrogen Jobs Fund, costing a total of $776.1 million, as part of a plan to have 70% renewable energy across Queensland by 2032. The wind farm project will also take into account protection measures for up to 13.47 hectares of koala habitat, though due to overall environmental issues, the project is still awaiting federal approval. Queensland authorities have seized $650,000 worth of illicit tobacco and vapes in a statewide crackdown. 500,000 cigarettes and 380 kilograms of loose tobacco were seized in an operation. Wayne Ignall from the Wide Bay Public Health Unit said tobacco in all forms is incredibly harmful and emphasized the need for tougher regulations. New laws will improve fines up to $322,000 for businesses caught selling illicit substances as part of a government crackdown. In national news, a second person has died amid Melbourne's explosive Legionnaires' disease outbreak. Legionnaires are bacterial infections found in natural bodies of water, fevers, muscle aches, and other symptoms. After at least 70 confirmed cases in Melbourne's metropolitan and a woman in her 90s died, another man in his 60s have died on Thursday. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Claire Luca, says the recent weather could explain the spread of the disease. That's why we're urging people with symptoms to seek medical advice immediately, especially if you have been in the metropolitan Melbourne prior to feeling unwell, Dr. Luca said. Authorities are still looking for the contaminated water source.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese recently stated the government was not moving forward with the Makara Commission to oversee truth-telling about First Nations history. The establishment of such a commission had been an election promise with a $5.8 million allocated by the government for its creation. Dean Parkin, a key advocate for the Uluru Statement, emphasised that the statement was very clear about the necessity of the commission. There are calls from a local community for the commission to commence. In international news, an update on Bangladesh protesters calling for Prime Minister's resignation have ended in 91 people dead on Sunday. The protesters are deeming Hassan's registration after students called for an end to the government jobs quota system last month. The total death since the protest movement in July is now over 280 people. The deaths were reported by police and doctors on Sunday in Dhaka, in multiple districts including Borgran. The UN's human rights chief, Volker Turk, has urged restraint from Bangladeshi security forces to end the shocking violence. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers and light winds. It is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all